Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by American Express.
Coming up on NBA Today, the return of Kevin Durant, what we and the Suns fans can expect right out of the gate, plus discussing Kevin Durant shortly. And the Golden State Warriors, they felt the playoffs have already started, right? Last night, it showed in the second half. Are the Dubs rounding into form? And last time Philly and Dallas battled, Luka and Kyrie, they combined for 40-plus apiece. So what can we expect tonight? We will have a full preview coming up shortly. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by American Express. And what
a day. Oh, we got a new sponsor? We got a new sponsor?
Well, you just haven't been sponsored by them all week, bro. Really?
He just hasn't been here.
I just showed up.
It has been a while since the whole family's been in studio together. Richard Jefferson, Kendrick Perkins.
Can't pick your family, people. You can't pick your family.
Well, we certainly
wouldn't
have picked you.
No.
Damn right.
See, this is the wavelength. He's leaving me hanging.
Oh, whoops, my bad.
What's up, boy?
Before we dig into Kevin Durant, my friends, we're going to start with the defending champion Golden State Warriors, because the Pelicans, they led by as many as 17 points at half. I worry this one might be over, but silly me, never a doubt about the defending champions, especially when Draymond Green is lighting this type of fire early. So a hard foul here on Brandon Ingram. Things get a little bit chippy. Having a conversation here, Rich.
Yeah, well, look, Draymond is doing what Draymond does. He's kind of like, you know, he's very similar to Dylan Brooks in Memphis.
Well, we both know that Ingram, man, Draymond to throw them hands. We have
been. That is true.
The discussion continues. The Warriors, they trail by as many as 20 points in the first half. But when Draymond's clapping like that, having a little bit of a discussion, that's how we're going to term this.
We love you, Steve.
Jordan Poole, a miss here. Back out to Steph Curry. It's the 1-2 punch, Janae.
Kevon Looney and those offensive boards really kept that mentality on the offensive end, the same way you talk about Draymond defensively.
Oh, they got their defense back.
Oh, snap.
Gary
there
Payton
we go.
The second. They that got part. Their defense back.
That part.
I know this is a lot with Steph on the floor, and he was absolutely exceptional. But to me, I mean, the ball's moving. Steph's moving. It was the moments, though, when Steph wasn't on the floor. The basketball was still beautiful. It was Jonathan Kuminga stepping up. It was Jordan Poole stepping
ooh.
Up. Didn't do a thing like that.
Ooh.
That's a Euro
trip. Go all around the world.
And then Steph.
All around the world. Cheetah Girls.
Gets his own rebound out to Jordan Poole. We're doing Cheetah Girls this morning?
That was a little bit of Cheetah Girls. We're aging ourselves, Malik.
7-point game at this point. Steph Curry going to work again. When he makes threes like that, the Vince Carter, it's over. And then a little hop back on defense.
Oh, that Curry, that little Curry scurry.
The little Curry scurry.
Little Curry scurry. You don't like to see that.
And then Klay Thompson.
Dagger.
That beautiful pass from Steph. Even Steve Kerr has to shake his head at a pass like that. One more look at it.
Yeah, if you got to coach them light-skinned boys, you'd be frustrated too.
Well, the Warriors, they complete the 20-point comeback. Here they were after the game. Take a listen.
That first quarter and a half, they punked us. And we were down 20. It take a real one to talk when you're down 20. And I was able to get my guys going, and then they started doing what they do, and I can do what I do.
The one thing that we have, and you know, Draymond's fire in the first half, is the ultimate, you know, testament and visual of what it is we have a competitive spirit that is unmatched. And it's been that way for a decade.
Draymond willed us to victory tonight. I mean, just his intensity, his frustration early with the way we were playing, mad at the world, yelling at everybody, their bench, our bench, me, and frankly, we all deserved it. We need his fire. Without Draymond's fire, his energy, his competitiveness, this thing doesn't tie together.
So the Warriors, this is breaking news here. They looked like the actual Warriors last night from the end of the third quarter on. It was business as usual, if you will. And that's because Draymond Green, he was playing with that fire that we just heard him talking about, doing all the little things on defense. And then when Steph is cooking, I mean, outscoring the Pelicans by himself in the final 5:30 of the third, we should have known, right, what was to come. And then when Golden State, it's a vintage ball movement. I mean, giving up pass after pass, giving up a good look for a better look, shooting a season best 70% from the floor in the fourth. Richard Jefferson.
Yes.
I want to start with Draymond Green in all this. What did you see from him?
Well, when we say Warriors are being Warriors, this is how they won four championships. Yep. This is what they have been done. They're an outstanding team. Now, look at this graphic. Draymond Green, 2 for 4 in the first half, 1 for 9 in the second. He is one of the most versatile defenders the NBA has ever seen, maybe professional sports have ever seen. Now, here's an example, right? They're on a 15-4 run right now. He got Jordan Poole out. He's pointing. He's now taking a little break right there. He's still an old man now, but he is just the back of the traffic. He knows. So now, if you're the Kuminga, you don't got to foul. Play good defense, run CJ off, and then close out. Look at that closeout. He stops the ball in the paint and closes out strong side to a bigger shooter. That is a very, very difficult and technical play. It's impressive. It's a beautiful thing to watch.
Well, and we just heard Draymond Green say it because I feel this with you, Richard. When you turn your game up a notch, I feel like that brings my game up a notch.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm here. I'm here to raise the level of everyone's ignorance.
But that's what Draymond said about Steph, right? He said when I turn it up a notch, Steph turned it up 2 notches. We all hopped in line and followed him and he was locked in. No one was stopping him. We've seen, though, Steph do this time and time again, Janae. What was special about last night?
Well, this company, ESPN, loves a 30 for 30. Let me give you a 35 for 30. Most 35-point games, age 30 or older, Steph jumped LeBron James and Kobe Bryant, now at 66.
Ooh.
So that's so impressive. But let's talk about those shots that helped him in that big outpour. Let's roll my tape, please, Director Kathy. Thank you.
Baby.
The Warriors are number one in 3-point makes per game. So you know a lot of shots are going up. But the real unsung here is this guy right here, Kevon Looney. 3 guys on defense, 2 on offense. He out-hustles, he out-taps him, gets another board. Now, he could have lost Steph, but he has the awareness to find him again and relocate. So even their misses turn to makes based off of not just one guy like Steph, it's the whole team.
I mean, and Steph did plenty of damage with the ball in his hands last night, and that is so important for Golden State. But the thing is, to me, when the Warriors are clicking, they're also moving the ball. It doesn't stick with Steph Curry, and that's what happened last night. We saw it in the highlight. Passes were being flung all around. So Kendrick Perkins, talk to me about what stood out to you about Golden State. Are you covering this number on purpose?
Yes, I am. Okay. You know, when we talk about the 305, we thinking about the sand, the beach, the sunny weather. We thinking about DJ Khaled, God did, Rick Ross, the Boss Hawk. But I'm not talking about that type of 305 today. I'm talking about this one. 305 games with 30 assists. That's what the Golden State Warriors been doing since the Steve Kerr era. They lead the league, and the second place is 132 more than the Nuggets. That's a lot. That's almost doubling. So run my tape real quick. Here we go right here. We talk about player movement. We talk about ball movement. Watch Klay Thompson on this play. He started on the opposite corner, relocates all the way to the top of the other wing over here for Steph to see him. This is the dagger. It's not about just ball movement. It's about the player movement. This is beautiful basketball. Look, Steve Kerr can't believe it. He didn't want 4 championships.
Wait, America, listen, come with me. Come with me, America. Walk with me. No, I don't care about you guys. They're breaking down film. I like to break down other things because, you know, that's the problem with me. Can we show this? I want you guys to see this because I saw this. Watch this. Did you see the POV? Watch their whole bench. Look at Collins' ugly butt. Watch their whole face. They're all just like, oh, just to a man. Oh. Look at his face. He was just like,
he had to look away.
They had to look away. They're just like, their whole bench. So when they talk about fear, when they talk about demoralizing, we're going to respect Willie Green.
We love Willie.
Jaren Collins, Jason Collins, I don't know which one it is. We don't care about them, right? But look at it. Look, he got fans that's like, yeah, bro, I feel you, bro. Look at it. Look, he just, my favorite thing, if I ever had a highlight ever, the one time I had a highlight, you want to see the other bench's reaction. And when the bench is doing that, look at them, even the fans are like, we see y'all, we know, here they come, here come them Warriors.
Look at Jackson
here come Hayes them Warriors.
Jackson Hayes is doing the
You giving a stank face?
So here's the thing, the Warriors, this is their remaining schedule when we look at it. The BPI chance to win these games, 93%, 32 against Nuggets, 74%. Well, how are we feeling about the Warriors?
Well, first
right now,
of all, their Portland number is too damn low. They might hit 100%. They've been getting a spanking. But I will tell you this. You look at the Kings, the Thunder, those two teams in particular that's fighting to get into the postseason and stay in the play-in tournament, that's going to be a test for the Warriors.
And let me be really honest. The playoffs have already started. Like, I think that's why you're seeing such high-level games. You're seeing so many. Like, again, we talked about the Embiid-Jokic matchup. There was no matchup, and that was, like, the biggest story. These games matter. They're all weighed the same. 82 games all weighted the same. But this right here, these are all must-win if you're the Warriors. They're all must-wins.
Absolutely. And I think what we're seeing from the Signature Warriors, the reason why they're getting these wins is because of their defense. Mm. If you think about last year, the reason why they won the championship, they were number two in defensive rating. This year, they were 17th. It seems like finally we've been waiting on Draymond Green to say, hey, guys, follow me again. It seems like that moment happened last night. Like you said, the playoffs have started, and I love it. I love this play.
The atmosphere has already been electric. And the question was, okay, after the incident early in the season, is Draymond going to be able to have that fire? And we kind of said,
Let's pump the brakes.
Yeah, but it was great to see a third quarter, second half comeback.
It was.
The Warriors, because that is Warrior basketball. They run you around in the first half, third quarter, they break you down, and then fourth quarter.
Also, these games, especially without Wiggins, has allowed Jonathan Kuminga to sort of grow. You've seen more consistent double-digit outputs offensively. And then also Jordan Poole coming off the bench, it seems like he's finally more comfortable with his role now than it was before. So all of these things are happening at the right time, even though we're pumping the brakes.
But at the end of the day, you know what I'm looking at when I see this schedule?
What you see?
They gotta do it on the road, especially because the 100%. West.
Some of these teams ain't
so
doing nothing though.
Tough.
Some of these teams will be resting.
It's only gonna get tougher because Kevin Durant, the Suns, they are welcoming him back tonight. So coming up next on NBA.
Ooing about KD.
How different, Richard, will that offense look with him back as they square off against the Wolves tonight on ESPN? Plus, LeBron and the Lakers, they continue to make their playoff push. Can they get revenge against the Bulls? We look at their upcoming schedule. And speaking of LeBron, like father, like son, Bronny, he showed out last night in the McDonald's All-American game. Perk was there to see it with his own eyes, his assessment, and so much more. We'll be right back. Woo!
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA Today is presented by American Express. Don't live life without it.
I enjoy just waking up and getting to do this, but I know what's on our backs.
Talk about pressure.
This championship is rough. You got to win the shit.
I know how significant a championship is to a city. I've been a part of two of those.
Kevin Durant delivers.
Golden State, you're a champion. Back-to-back NBA championships.
Two of them.
I'm looking forward to getting back on that road to try to do it again. There's always pressure because I'm one of the best players to ever play the game.
Pull-up jumper. Durant got it.
So every time I step on the floor, people are going to expect me to do great things, and the team I'm on to do great things.
Durant drills the three.
This fan base is looking forward to cheering for a winner.
Get your popcorn ready. Kevin Durant, he returns to action right here on ESPN. Huge matchup between the Suns and the Wolves. KD has missed the last 10 games. What should we expect, Rich?
Oh, you know what his name is. It's Kevin Durant. Like, the minute you get Kevin Durant on your team, you have a top 15 offense. The more weapons you have around him, the higher your offense moves. They got Devin Booker. They got DeAndre Ayton. They will be a top five, a top three offense. And so it's really about figuring out their defense. But Kevin Durant, there is no answer for him. He was one of the original unicorns. I know we use that term a lot now, but we've never seen a 6'11", 7' two guard that has that ability.
You know, the thing about KD is that we know he's a walking bucket. We know, in my eyes, arguably the greatest scorer of all time when it comes to putting the ball in the basket. But we don't give enough credit to him when he slides to that point forward position and his decision making. And I think this is going to provide an opportunity for Chris Paul to actually play off the ball, which I kind of like. Like, I love when KD actually is running the offense because we know he could get his own shot. But when he's getting others involved and he's also being engaged on the defensive side of things, because let's be real, we're watching Chris Paul age right in front of our eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's okay. I mean, we're the same age, right?
No way.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, way.
Are you serious?
Yeah, way.
I thought he was older than me.
Shut up. But listen, here's the thing, though. I want to see him getting back to just being that leader, orchestrating things, and I want to see his decision making.
You know, you guys mentioned the defensive aspect, and I want our producer, Jose, to correct me. I think they're 8th in defensive rating. And the big question with the Suns after getting Kevin Durant was, like, what is their expectation? Should they win a championship this year? I think absolutely, because the West is wide open. I think it's difficult to do it the first year you incorporate a new star, but they have an opportunity. We're talking about the Phoenix Suns, who not too long ago was in the NBA Finals. Right. Then you add a guy in that's 30 points per game, shooting 57% from the field. Offensively, we're going to probably get those Brooklyn Nets numbers.
Right.
Defense is a question. If they're 8th in defensive rating, give me a thumbs up, Producer Jose. I'm pretty sure. You know, I got my thumbs up. You've got a top 10 defense. You're going to have a great offense. You have Kevin Durant.
Top
now the question is depth.
Championship.
Depth. You know, as the games go on, and you saw the Celtics really get tired when it came to the end of the road for them, you wonder how will the Suns be, especially trading everybody and their mama. So that's the big question. Will they be able to withstand the vigor of the playoffs?
History is against them. And I will say that with all due respect, history is against them. No team has traded for a player that's a top five player and then won the championship, you know,
that year. It took LeBron a year.
It took you think about what the Lakers, when they get Pau Gasol, you know, maybe he wasn't a top 10 player, but he was the final piece to that puzzle, right? The one thing I would say, Detroit Pistons, they traded for Rasheed Wallace at the All-Star break, and then they ended up going on and winning a championship. So history does not lend, but I don't think their window is that small, right? Because people, especially when you start looking at the free agent market this summer, is when they go, oh, wow. I could go there for a minimum and live in Phoenix
right.
and play with these dudes. Yeah, I'll go do that.
Well, and that was part of the reason why the Kevin Durant trade was so unique, the time left on his contract, too. Mm-hmm. They have a runway here with KD, but when you look at their first three games, what Devin Booker and Kevin Durant were able to do on the floor, you talked about defense, Shanae. Offensively, they're a juggernaut. They combined for, what, 188 points for their first three games together? When you can see how that ranks. That's just insane.
Well, I want when the honeymoon is over, that's the one thing. They haven't had a honeymoon is over spot, because there's going to be a time where Devin gets mad at KD, where Chris Paul gets mad at DeAndre Ayton. You got to go through those trials and then come through them a stronger team. They're going to be doing that with 7 games left and then into the postseason versus teams that have been in the
fire. Didn't we have that question about the Warriors, though, last year?
Mm-hmm.
How much time do they have left?
But they'd all been together.
But they'd already been together. That's why it's hard.
That's why it was different.
But then there are some teams, like our team, where we're still in the honeymoon phase 2 years in.
Well, you too.
For sure. We are always on the same page.
But then on the flip side of this matchup, the Timberwolves, they've been playing really well.
They've been playing some great basketball.
It's not just a walk in the park here for the Phoenix Suns. And Anthony Edwards, he certainly has to show up, but he also touted one of his other teammates in all this. Take a listen.
You look at the, like, this guy right here is calling the games for the Suns, like he just mentioned. He's happy because they got Durant. You're trying to compete against them, which you're laughing now. Were you laughing when the trade made?
Yeah. You know, I'm a competitor, man. You know, I feel like I'm just as good as any one of those guys that got traded. So, and I feel like I can guard any one of them. So, you know, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels, you know, who can guard him. So,
yeah, he can guard.
Yeah, so we not, you know, we here for it, man.
I mean, Anthony Edwards is confident. When Ant is confident in Jaden McDaniels, he's made his impact on both ends of the floor here. Shanae, what have you seen from him?
I mean, look at these numbers. Jaden McDaniels is so impressive. He is Mr. Lockdown. As a primary defender, Jaden has matched up against this year's All-Stars 1,012 times. He is one of three players, Mikal Bridges, Dylan Brooks, himself, with 1,000 defensive matchups against this year's All-Stars. He's also held the 2023 All-Stars to 43% shooting and to 1.01 points per shot, both ranking in the top 12 in the NBA. So let me show you how he gets it done. I mean, he is Mr. Lockdown. Now, this was on Sunday. They're up to the T-Wolves. They're trying to win the game with a stop. He's guarding Steph Curry. He's so good at denying the ball. 6'9 versus 6'2, but usually 6'9 guys don't move like this. Steph is setting a screen to sort of free himself up. Look at the physicality. Look at the length. Denying the ball. Active. But this is what I love right here. If you leave Steph Curry for a second, usually he burns you. He still knows where help defense is and forces a turnover. So good at denying the ball, and this is an asset to the T-Wolves. Now let's go to Monday. All right, this is Mr. Clutch. De'Aaron Fox, 6'3". He's 6'9". The guy who leads the NBA in clutch time off of a double staggered screen. Not many guys can really get through that with a clean opportunity. He forces so many difficult shots. Look at the contest. I love his defense, and I think when you have guys like Ant Edwards saying, look, I'm going to shoulder the offense. We've got guys like McDaniels helping us defensively, and then also you get a boost, you get a bonus, because I think the last two or three games, he's had 20, double-digit outputs. You're getting balanced basketball from both ends of the floor from him.
Okay, really quickly. You've been a teammate of KD. I've played against him in the NBA Finals. Jaden McDaniels is a very good defensive player, but let's not do that. Like, we could roll the tape of Sean Kemp being like, yeah, that's the Kobe stopper right there, talking about Reuben Patterson. There is nobody that is created that can guard Kevin Durant.
But let him have his moment, man. Ever since they traded D'Angelo Russell, when you look at what McDaniels and Edwards were doing together before he got hurt for us defensively, their argument was the best.
I love it.
But give the man his just due. He's in the conversation with us.
He's going to go out here and be a KD stopper. We're just giving the man his props. And what happened if he does? Then your excuse is going to say, oh, it was KD first game back from injury.
No, I'm not talking about the game. I'm talking about bigger picture.
And big picture, he's shown a consistent output of being one of the best defensively. Mikal Bridges, Dylan Brooks, I bet you everyone today just learned Jaden McDaniels in that conversation for defensive guys.
It's the loafers.
I'm not.
It's the loafers.
I'm just saying, let's not put too much pressure.
We're not putting pressure on him.
We're giving him his flowers.
Very clear, Richard. You're always hating. We appreciate it. We have a lot more to get into on our show today. Remember the last time, guys?
I'll give you one more bud.
You guys remember the last time Luka and Kyrie took on Philly? What happened?
No.
We're going to remind our viewers they have dueling 40 pieces. Can we expect that again? And it's starting to get a little scary. Bronny continues to follow in the footsteps of his dad. He's making this look easy.
A Happy Meal?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whoa.
We have that some major news regarding inductees to the Basketball Hall of Fame from our Adrian Wojnarowski. We will get to that in just a little bit.
Back in.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
It was awful. Dog.
I think you can see it with me on the court, but it's just been so frustrating.
The Hornets sweep two from Dallas.
sound the damn alarm.
They need defensive help badly.
But we got to figure out how to stop the bleeding.
Mavs, they're in a little bit of a dark place right now. Those back-to-back losses to the lottery-bound Charlotte Hornets, it really set off some alarm bells. So Dallas is currently 5 games under .500 since Kyrie Irving arrived. I don't think it's fair to put all of the blame on Kyrie Irving, like we talked about with Tim McMahon the other day. There are some bright spots here. So we're going to start with the positive, Chinay.
Okay, good.
Specifically, earlier this month, remember Kyrie Irving, Luka, they both dropped 40 against the Sixers. When this duo came together, it feels like this is more what Dallas fans had in mind when they combined for 82 to beat a fully healthy Sixers squad. So the Mavs are in Philly tonight in a rematch. It feels like that was so long ago, Richard. How can they duplicate that success?
Well, it was long ago, and this is one of the things teams are, this was early in that stretch, and so teams were trying to figure it out. That's that one thing, like when you look at KD's numbers, it's like you're still trying to figure out how to guard it. And I think that was the biggest thing that I saw that night. But as they progress, teams are like, wait a second, we can attack them, we can do this. So in order for them to do that, but I think these two guys also need to be leaders. They need to be leaders, not only holding others accountable defensively, but holding each other and each in like themselves to the highest level of accountability, because that's the only way it's gonna, they can put up 40 apiece and not win.
But let's be real, that's their best shot right now. Their defense has really struggled the entire year. So I think they have to lean into their basketball IQ. Luka Doncic is one of the most doubled players on offense. Feed off of that. You're kicking out on the opposite side to Kyrie Irving. And so when I look at their offense overall, they're going to have to control the game from start to finish. You don't want Joel Embiid to control it. You don't want Philly to have the pace, like, which we know that pace is a little bit different. Right. You want those two guys to really do that. And we all know Luka's great in first and third quarters. Kyrie's great in second and fourth. Keep the ball in their hands. Let them make decisions. That's their best shot through their offense.
Well, James Harden and Joel Embiid missed the last game against the Denver Nuggets. They're still listed as questionable for tonight, so perhaps Dallas could be catching a break here, although we expected them not to be out for an extended absence, Perk.
They going to be on the break going to Cancun because they ain't getting in. And I'm talking about the play-in tournament. Like, let's be real. They had to score 40 apiece to beat Philly the last time that they played. That's how much they have to contribute on the offensive end. This roster is not good that's surrounding them when it comes to the Dallas Mavericks. And we already know that, yes, Luka, he tries, but he's going to get picked on defensively. We also know that about Kyrie Irving. And the best way to wear those guys down, because you have to ask so much for them on the offensive end, is put them in pick and rolls and things to that nature and make them guard.
But isn't Cancun that mentality that, all right, this might be a wash for us bringing these two guys together? Isn't that, like, horrible with all that's at stake, especially with risking it all by getting Kyrie and then Kyrie could leave? Don't you want them to say, hey, at least we got in the play-in, we built some kind of foundation? I feel like that's the better alternative.
I mean, I'm just stating the facts and the obvious. Right now, they're in the 11th spot. You got them getting in the play-in tournament?
Not necessarily,
okay,
but I'm just
so
saying that
And I ain't have them going to Cancun. Why you didn't say Jamaica?
I mean, we could have said Bahamas. We could have said Turks and Caicos. I'm just saying you've got to fight to the end, because you know that it's bigger than just missing the playoffs. It's missing another star player that you really gambled a lot for.
Well, if you make it to the conference finals and you show that type of progression, this is regression. Like, they are not doing well. Now, the one thing I will say again, mm-hmm. Both of these guys are relatively on the younger side. You could use them as your pieces, and then you build around. That is one of the issues when you make a trade mid-season. When you make a trade mid-season, you're giving up a lot of pieces. Look at Phoenix. You worry about their depth.
Yep.
Look at the Dallas Mavericks. You worry about their defense. Well, you can get defense via depth. So maybe they go into the offseason, they re-sign their pieces, and then add a couple of pieces around them.
You know what? Zach was sitting here, and I miss him so much.
Me too.
Because he says something, and I wish he was sitting here now so that he can enlighten you about the trust factor when it comes down to Kyrie Irving. When we talk about Kyrie, and Zach said this last week, we saw how he bailed on Boston. We just saw how he bailed on his best friend, Kevin Durant. In what world is Dallas going to trust him?
That's a different conversation. The conversation I was trying to say is that if you have two superstars, you can build around them during the summer.
And the fact of the matter is, at this point, they're 11th on the outside looking in. And to Perk's point, there's sort of all of these dominoes that could fall. It's just one game tonight, but it would be a step in the right direction. You can catch that game tonight as a part of our Wednesday doubleheader. The Mavs, Sixers, 7:30 Eastern. Then it's off to the desert for Kevin Durant, his return as the Suns host the Timberwolves. We get it started on NBA Countdown. And by we, I mean the three of us, but not Richard Jefferson.
Thank God.
Bye. It's time for Putting in Work, though, presented by Upwork. P.J. Washington. He put up a career-high 43 last night in a win against OKC Perk that included 22 in the fourth quarter. The Hornets have won three straight with P.J. putting up 92 points over that stretch. So Washington is the first Hornets player with a 40-point game this season and the 54th, which is staggering, 54th player in the NBA to score 40 points. That's the most 40-point scores in a season in NBA history, seven more than the previous record. Six players have 10 40-point games. That includes Donovan Mitchell. So, speaking of Mitchell, let's do a little coast-to-coast here. Check out what's going on around the rest of the league. Mitchell, he scored 44 points, but the Hawks, they walked away with a two-point win. They're 38-38. Chinee, was this more about the Hawks or the Cavs?
I think it's more about the Hawks because the Cavs are kind of firmly, I believe, at fourth in the East. They have 29 losses, and the next guy, the Knicks, are at 33. So they feel pretty good. So it's about the Hawks that are really fighting for their opportunities and trying to build some type of promise. They're at eighth, trying to move their way up. They could possibly get to six. So this was more about the Hawks fighting for something.
Well, then the Raptors, they picked up a big win over the Miami Heat, improved to 10-1 in their last 11 home games, the second best in the NBA over that span. Richard, why is Toronto such a tough place to play?
Because it's a lot of fun, right? The energy, the off the court. There's a lot of things going on in Toronto. It's one of the best cities that you could ever be in, play in. Fans are outstanding.
Agreed.
And they do have a ton of talent. They have a ton of talent. It just hasn't come together.
Let's stick in the East here because the Wizards shot 55% against the Celtics in their upset victory, the third highest percentage allowed by Boston this season. The Celtics, they entered the game with the fourth best defensive efficiency in the league, but they gave up 130 points in the loss. So let's take a listen to head coach Joe Mazzulla.
I think the basket was moving and we just couldn't see it. I think just games like that, when you're not scoring, but then you're giving up transition, it's hard to combat.
Playing from behind the whole night was tough. Obviously, we got to start better. And we got to learn from it. And if we don't, it's going to be tough for us. And if we do, I think we'd be fine.
It's just one of those nights. Pretty rarely has that happened to our team. So it's just one of those off nights.
So the Celtics entered this one as an 11-point favorite. They lost by 19. It marks their fourth double-digit loss as a double-digit favorite this season. That's tied for the most in a season by any team over the last 30 years. And then they have a tough one coming up because they face the Bucks on Thursday. But I feel like at some point it's like, okay, are they just bored? Is it just that point in the season? What's the most concerning part of this, if any, for you?
You know what? I was concerned a while back, but I'm not. I talked to Danny Ainge, and me and him had an hour conversation. We actually talked about the Celtics right now in their team, and he was like, they'll be fine. They're just bored with right now. Perk, I trust those guys. They're ready for the big moment. And so right there, I was like, I value Danny's opinion. I value what comes out of his mouth, the great Danny Ainge. And so that's the only part of the conversation I actually could share with y'all, but I'm not worried. They'll turn it on.
Okay, and it's the same thing. We saw Denver go through it about 2 weeks ago. They lost 3-4 straight games. They were in a little – and look.
But we can't compare the Celtics.
No. I'm just saying teams that are at the top and they get a little complacent in this final third.
This team went to the finals.
I understand, but okay, what I'm referencing –
Stop touching me.
Okay, what I'm referencing, Kendrick Perkins, is this. What I'm referencing is this. When you are up in that top 1-2 and you're kind of solidified in where your positioning is going to be, I know Boston, you get into this weird, we just got to get there. Don't forget Milwaukee when they won the championship. They didn't have the best record. They weren't fighting for home court. They were just like, hey, we're going to get there, get healthy.
Yeah, and we're in the middle of March Madness, and I always tell people my senior year, we lost the final game of the Pac-12 tournament. That was the first time it happened in a while. That set us up for a run to the Final Four. Mm. I think it's very similar. You see teams that might lose a couple of games that actually sets them up because the big question about them not winning the championship was like, they ran out of gas. I think they're sort of pacing themselves, embracing themselves for what's to come. That Bucks game, we'll see who they are when they play against Giannis.
Well, because the iron sharpens iron. I expect them to be an entirely
They're like ready to fight.
Iron sharpens iron and friends sharpens friends.
Is that what you two are?
No. No, we're co-workers.
That's it.
We are co-workers.
All right, can someone get us some Happy Meals, please? Let's get it. Keep it pushing on NBA today because Bronny, he had a big night at the McDonald's All-American game. Should I do it again?
Ronald McDonald.
Don't do that.
Yeah, do it, please.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're 2-for-2, 100% from the field.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by American Express.
Welcome back to NBA Today. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, he held his annual press conference at the Board of Governors meeting earlier today, and a central theme was the collective bargaining agreement and what happens if they cannot reach a deal this week. Take a listen to what he had to say.
If we don't have a deal by this Friday night and nothing else were to happen, yes, it would be our intention to opt out of the current deal. It doesn't therefore mean, though, that the deal will sunset at the end of June, because we will still have, you know, essentially, you know, we'll still have April, May, and June to negotiate a collective bargaining agreement. I still think it would be a lost opportunity in this window, because I think the pressure, by the way, both sides have the right to opt out. I don't want to speak for the Players Association. Maybe they would be opting out if we don't have a deal done by Friday night. But, you know, it's certainly our view that there are changes we would like to make to the collective bargaining agreement. There are changes they would like to make to the collective bargaining agreement, and we're best doing them under getting this done in the next few days. But if we don't, we will then have those next few months to do before the actual end of the collective bargaining agreement, at the end of June.
For more on this, we welcome in our front office insider, Bobby Marks. Bobby, help us distill why this is so important here that we're talking about this Friday deadline.
Well, we've got 48 hours, right? We started in December as far as an opt-out date. Then it got moved to February. And now we've got the end of March. And Malika, if there's no deal in place, as you heard the commissioner say, the likelihood is that the NBA will opt out. And now we're faced with a June 30th deadline here. And as you know, people react differently when there's a deadline in place. We react differently when it's April, May, June. And I think from the league's perspective, you do not want this hanging over when the playoffs start in mid-April, when the finals start in early June, the potential of a work stoppage when July 1st comes around here. So I think it's important to get something done. As you heard, the commissioner did say that they did make ground on things. The one word I didn't like him use was the word gap. So How do you get that gap closed within 48 hours here? And for the best interest of both sides is to get a deal done. The one clip, Malika, that was not played and was asked was about Adam Silver's intention as far as the possibility of joining Disney as their head here. And the commissioner dismissed that. He said he is not going anywhere. And I think for the best interest of all of us here, we all have the best commissioner in the NBA. I think Perk and Richard and Cheney can talk about that a lot more. But we've got the best commissioner of all sports, and it's good to hear him say that he is not going anywhere.
I want to go back to two other things that you mentioned here, Bobby. You mentioned a gap, and then you also mentioned, I think when you say work stoppage, people's ears perk up and think, okay, how likely is that, and what would that look like? And do we have any details on what that gap is that we're trying to close?
Well, the gap is, there was a question asked of him as far as is there a percentage as far as some of these negotiating points? Is there one where it's 100% done? And as you know, in a negotiation, there is a trade-off here, and whether it be collective bargaining agreements, whether it's the mechanics of the CBA, as far as the salary cap purposes, we're in a kind of a fluid area, whether it's TV rights. We've got a new TV contract coming up in the next few years here. We don't know what the future is going to hold. And yeah, the one word the two words that we don't want to hear is work stoppage. I've lived through a work stoppage.
Yeah.
It gets ugly. The league is in a great place right now to get a deal done. And that's why for all of us, I hope something gets done by Friday night.
So we're looking toward Friday. We have 48 hours for this deal to be completed. Bobby Marks, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on NBA Today, back in studio with our full crew. And I think Bobby Marks hit on it when he said that Adam Silver, what he has done for the NBA, it has been such it's been so good to watch. It's been good to see all of the changes that he's made. It's just that there's a couple of points that we're waiting to see whether or not Friday that will be done, and we certainly hope that it will be. But that's not what I want to talk about right now. On this date in 2004, something very special happened. What was that?
What? Oh, I know this one.
It's Richard.
Wait a second. Look at their bench. Look at the Celtic bench. That's not, like, what I was talking about. I didn't know. You guys are sweat. You guys are nice. I got my boy Scal. Oh, look, Paul Pierce is there too. Thought he was going to jump and try and block it. Nah, he knows better than that.
Could our producer Forrest block that?
No, Forrest, I'd dunk on Forrest in a heartbeat.
Forrest, come on now.
Look at that. Look at you guys are making my day. You guys are so sweet.
We feel like we've been a little mean to you lately.
Well, so. I just don't feel like I get the respect that I deserve.
No, you get the respect you deserve because it's...
No one asked you, bro.
I can answer.
Okay, cool. Well, look.
You feel like you don't get the respect you deserve?
Right. What are you talking
only
about?
In my own head.
Well, that's huge. Yeah, I was gonna say.
Or in my own head.
Larger than life, man.
It's larger than life, man. Look, I appreciate you guys making. Look at you guys are sweet, man.
Good.
I appreciate y'all.
You can leave. We're good with you.
Oh, I'm clear?
No, you're not. Still to come on NBA Today. LeBron James, the Lakers, they continue their march toward the playoffs. We're gonna explain why they've got some revenge on their mind, particularly on this particular road trip.
Sitting up here talking about the record and things of that nature. And that's all cool, but I'm more passionate about trying to make the postseason. I want to make a push to make the playoffs. That's just who I am. That's what I'm cut from. I don't want to see myself not being part of the postseason for 2 years straight. It's not part of my DNA. I've always been confident once we got to the playoffs, we could compete with anyone.
So the Lakers' playoff push, it continues tonight. They face the Bulls. L.A. lost on Sunday to Chicago in LeBron's return to action. Patrick Beverley, he let his former team hear it down the stretch. So this is a huge game for the Lakers. They enter the night as the 9 seed, but they're a half game up on the Thunder and the Mavericks. So the Lakers, they play their next 4 games away from Crypto.com Arena before finishing their 5-game road trip as the team is away. They're in a pivotal matchup against the Clippers right here on April 5th. So kind of a road trip.
Maybe they'll beat the Rockets this time.
Every game is important for the Lakers here on out. All right, it's important. Maybe they'll beat the Rockets. How many are they going to go on this?
Why are you guys looking at me?
He knows what he's doing.
Are they going to do on the road trip? What's your prediction?
I don't think they're going to beat Chicago. I don't think they're going to beat Chicago, and then I think they're going to end the in.
Okay, well, how many do they need to win for you to feel good about their final landing here?
How many games they got left? I wasn't listening.
They have 5 on the road.
Seven total. I think they have to go 5-4.
That's 9.
That's 9.
Like, I know you didn't go to Stanford.
Whoa,
like Ginebra,
Arizona. Whoa.
I mean, when your producer's laughing in your ear.
Help. Yo.
Get your fingers out of my arm, bro. Ginebra, help us get
back on
track.
They're going to go 6-4.
I can't even right now, Richard. This is ridiculous. Right now, the Lakers, they're... What? Like, this is obscene. Chicago, Minnesota, Houston, do they beat the Bulls? They will have to.
Yeah.
I mean, they will absolutely have to. Will they beat the Wolves? They can, but the Wolves are playing better. Do they beat the Rockets? I mean, they better beat the Rockets.
They make a pick.
Oh, I think they're going to make a push. They're going to have to win.
How many wins?
They're going to win more than they lose. That's what I'm going to
say. Oh, that is
win more than they
lose. I don't know how many they're going to win, but I know they better win tonight.
Oh,
I know that LeBron and AD better get their lick back on what Patrick Beverley did.
That's what I'm saying.
And stop for a minute. Can we take a moment to appreciate Patrick Beverley and the Chicago Bulls, right? Because we talk about Rob Pelinka and what he surrounded LeBron and AD with the pieces. Let's talk about the addition of Patrick Beverley to the Bulls. This team was a disaster. So many rumors were leaked out about, you know, guys not getting along, guys not seeing eye to eye with Billy Donovan. Patrick Beverley came right into that locker room and developed chemistry. They're 10-6 with him on the squad. Mm. He's giving them that leadership, that emotional guy that put the key in their back. We seeing great basketball out of Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan right now. This is not going to be an easy game for the Lakers. And guess what? Their guards are going to have to strap down. Because what I saw the last time they played the Bulls was I saw Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan picking on Austin Reeves. So he's going to have to make sure he's ready to slide the puppy.
Hey, but Austin Reeves, I mean, you don't bet against him so far this season. He's really stepped things
up. Against the Bulls.
Perk, I got you. So what are you saying? They're going on the road trip. five games. I'm saying 3-2.
I said they go 4-1. They go lose tonight and win the rest of.
I'm with you. I think they're going to go before the Clippers game. So I guess the four game road trip before they return to crypto. They got to go 3-1 to feel good about all of this. But before heading to Chicago, LeBron James, he made a pit stop in where, Cheney?
H-Town.
H-Town, baby.
Finally get to see some good basketball.
Watch Bronny play in the McDonald's.
Let us play when we have Wemby.
He put up a three-point shooting clinic. He was 5 of 8 from deep, 15 points in front of his family, although the West fell to the East by a final score of 109-106.
How about little Bronny, man?
DJ Wagner, the son of LeBron's former teammate, though, DeJuan, was the MVP of the game.
0 points at halftime. Zero points. And we got that.
You had a front row seat.
I ain't have a front row, but you know.
You have two seats?
Did you have two seats?
Richard.
Sorry,
come on.
Please, let's go to break. Still to come on NBA Today. We're going to talk about the Hall of Fame. D-Wade, Dirk, we have some news that we will share with you in 60 seconds.
Hannah Hidalgo, Gigi Watkins.
NBA Today is presented by American Express. Don't live life without it.
ESPN is the home of the Women's Final Four at American Airlines Center in Dallas. Friday night, LSU Virginia Tech is at 7 Eastern, followed by Iowa South Carolina. I can't wait for that one. Coverage begins with our Final Four special at 6.
Hey, tune in to the Bird Taurasi show. Woo! If y'all don't remember the Bird Taurasi.
Oh, we do.
They do not let you down. Let me just shout out my girl Dawn Staley.
The conversation with hashtag Bird Taurasi.
Like they know you.
To the newest Hall of Famers, our own Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that Dwayne Wade, Dirk Nowitzki, Pau Gasol, Tony Parker, Becky Hammon, Greg Popovich are among the finalists who've been elected into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame for the class of 2023. A formal announcement will come at the Final Four in H-Town this weekend. Impressive listening.
Yeah, it is. Especially D-Wade, right? No MVPs, but showing you what winning culture, like winning habits, winning championships, going out there and doing it in a great fashion.
13-time All-Star. I'm just joking. He's like 10.
Who cares?
Becky. Shout out to Becky. Our teammate.
Yep. Teammate here.
Tony Parker.
Tony Parker, the OG.
The official announcement coming this weekend.
Congratulations, TP.
Amazing to see all of that. It's also been great. I mean, our teammate Becky Hammon getting into the Hall of Fame. It's great to have all you guys back in studio.
It's a beautiful class. I love that. That's a great class.
You didn't hear what she just said? We're all together?
No, Richard's ignoring me. I feel like Richard just gets up in the morning, looks himself in the mirror, and says, hello, beautiful.
That's what the mirror says to me. That's what the mirror. The mirror says, hello, beautiful. And Lord, I just talk back. What you
Let's put up tonight's slate of games. We got some good ones going down tonight across the association.
Perks had the giggles all day long.
Lakers and Bulls is a big one. Mavs 76ers on ESPN. And, of course, the return of Kevin Durant. We are going to be getting everyone started with NBA Countdown. I'm done.
I'll see y'all tomorrow.
You're clear. Tonight. Richard, you are clear right now.
I'm clear. Yeah. I got to go.
Go.
We need you to go.
Did you guys see my shoes today?
What's your ankles? Hey, do you?
I got these ashy ankles.
Please get his ankles.
Oh, let's get them ankles, girl.
Get them ankles.
And when you light skinned it, you don't have to use as much lotion.
We will.
No, you need it tomorrow.
Them Gucci.
NFL Live is coming up next.